The CEO of the privately owned Beacon Hospital has hit back at the tongue-lashing the hospital received from the HSE boss Paul Reid at the weekend as the health system copes with the biggest crisis in the state's history and hospitals around the country enter surge capacity. He said it was incomprehensible and beyond frustrating that the Beacon had not signed up to the new health agreement with the private hospitals. It's the only private hospital not to sign up to the deal, which sees the private system agreeing to provide up to 30% of their capacity. Michael Cullen is CEO of the Beacon Hospital. He joins me now. And Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Alone you are standing among the private hospitals in not signing up to this deal at a time when Paul Reid and others have said the health system is facing its greatest ever crisis. Why would you take this position?
Mary, we took this position because of our experience in the previous surge in April, May and June of last year, when having signed the HSE agreement, we were left with the hospital being 70% empty for the duration of that agreement, when our hospital immediately before it was operating at 90%+ capacity and immediately afterwards was operating at 90%+ capacity. We were disappointed with Paul Reid's comments at the weekend because I don't think they accurately or adequately reflected the fact that the hospital we are currently and have been for the last number of months providing significant capacity to the public system by way of inpatient surgeries, day case surgeries, diagnostics and intensive care. And that's why we felt we had to, in fairness to our own staff, our own doctors, who have been working very, very hard on these patients, we felt we had to respond and put the record straight.
And aside, you would not sign up. Just 2 points on that. Back in March, I suppose, it was a very different time and the medical profession know much more now than they did then about treating COVID and also the health system about the capacity that's needed. And on the question of you providing all of the other systems to the public system, you were paid for offering up your capacity in March, and you are paid when you when your facilities are used to treat public patients now.
Yeah, we were, Mary, but you know, this was never about money. This was the fact that we had a facility which is geared up to operate at full capacity, and we were only able to treat 30% of the patients who would normally be treated in Beacon. A huge number of patients did not get treated who should have been treated during that time.
So is now, this all about your disillusionment with the first deal?
This was about disillusionment and our need to be able to have operational control and be able to treat our own patients or indeed the patients of the public system.
What do you mean by operational control?
This was never about being unable to treat public patients or private patients. This was to be able to control our own activity.
The nub of it here for you, you're saying, is operational control.
Control. And to that end, discussions have been ongoing with the HSE, and I'm delighted to say that late last night, the HSE sent us a revised agreement, which they say addresses the concerns raised by ourselves over the past 2 weeks. On January the 5th, we received an 85-page document asking us to sign it. We felt unable to sign it. The HSE have come back late last night. This new agreement or redraft, they say, addresses the concerns raised
by
ourselves.
They say, what do you say?
Well, we've been looking at it all night. I think it goes a long way towards doing that. We have a number of clarifications,
does this mean
and we are meeting the HSE later today.
Okay, so does this mean you will sign up?
Agreement.
It does mean you will sign up then.
Well, I can't say that until we get answers to our clarifications. It is our desire to sign up, Mary, because we know we're treating those patients. We are doing more than any other hospital in the country in dealing with over 30% of our capacity in treating public patients.
Under the National Treatment Purchase Fund
and various agreements with individual
and
hospitals.
And Michael, do you have spare capacity in the hospital at the moment? Do you have capacity in your ICU?
We have. Our ICU is generally at full capacity most of the week. This evening, it'll be at full capacity. Right this morning, we're at about 50%, but there's a lot of very significant public patient surgeries going on today, and those patients will end up in our ICU. So we will be at full capacity this evening.
And what's your bed capacity in the hospital generally?
We have 180 inpatient beds. And, you know, we're at 85% capacity this morning. We will be at approximately 95% capacity this evening.
Okay, and can we expect an announcement one way or the other later on today?
It is our great hope, given the fact that we are already providing more public capacity than the agreement asks for. I think it would be really disappointing if we weren't able to reach an agreement. I'm delighted that this agreement seems to address our concerns. And once we're able to control our own hospital, we're more than happy to sign the HSE agreement. We believe we've been wearing the green jersey and we're happy to sign the agreement.
Okay. Michael Cullen of the Beacon Hospital.